I mean, I think sports is a great platform for it. I mean, look at ESPN, look at the Big Ten Network, look at the social media. Right. I mean, you can reach places that maybe you haven't ever reached before. And that's what we're doing. And, you know, we're doing the radio all week. I mean, we've been doing some great stuff. So I think it's crucial, this platform that we have, and to be a part of basketball. You know, hopefully we get 10, right, Brian? 10, 11,000 on 12? We're over 10. All right, good. Hopefully we get 12,000 on Saturday, and look how many people we're reaching there. And then, you know, we're going to wear sneakers, so you're raising awareness. You're going to be on television, so people are going to know, hey, they're wearing sneakers, and the commentators talk about it. So now you're hitting all those viewers. So I think it's an amazing platform, and it's something that we need to continue to stress and make people aware of.
And again, it's $3 of every ticket goes to the Coaches versus Cancer cause. So say it is 12,000, you're talking about 36,000 off the top before any even silent auction item is taken care of.
That's pretty good math, Steve. Thanks. I'm impressed. Well, we want to beat 27,000. Last year, 27,000, that's what we raised. This year, we want to beat that.
And the next question is, how important is it for your student athletes to understand the impact they can have in the community?
Well, I talk to them about that all the time. I think getting the players out in the community, not taking for granted what they have, the skill, the talent, the scholarship, the academics, the degree that they're about to get, and all the people that help these kids. So now our job is to go out and spread the word in the community and help those less fortunate and show that we care. And it's crucial, and our players will continue to do that.
And by the way, along the way, there'll be silent auction items that'll be on the concourse, that'll be available at the concourse. They'll also be available at Spikes Fest on Sunday as well, which will be from 11 to 3 in the multi-sport. Coaches versus Cancer, one of the items, and if the signature item is literally two signatures. Mike Krzyzewski and Joe Paterno signed a basketball back in June when they made their joint appearance. That's one of these silent auction items. And Penn State's Coaches versus Cancer organization happens to be one of the top five fundraisers in the country in the Coaches versus Cancer realm, with better than $1.7 million, in fact, Coaches versus Cancer in each of the last 2 years, with the seven events that have been available,
hey,
have
Steve,
raised better than
$200,000. I just heard that I signed that ball, too. I mean, what are you, I know, I mean, what am I, chopped liver, Steve? I know it's my first year, but come on. I feel like you're one of the officials in the Big Ten right now. Come on.
Tarman signed the ball, too, but I didn't mention that. Well, now, just the mere thing. You signed the ball, huh?
Well, did you like how I got the official? I haven't done that all year, Brian. I've been dying to do it. I got it out of my system. I'm good now. No more technicals for me.
Yeah, $10,000 later. We'll have to do this Coaches versus Cancer fundraiser just to bail you out.
Can we edit that? Are we on 2 minute delay?
No, we're on live, but really, don't let that bother you. Really. From Twitter. Did you really sign the ball? No. From Twitter. We've been impressed with Nick Colella's work ethic, and it's earned him playing time and obviously his first career start last night. Who are some of the other players improving on your team behind the scenes that fans may not notice?
Well, he mentions Nick, right? I mean, yep. Nick has been phenomenal. Where he started and where he is today, played 37 minutes last night at Michigan State. You know, that should tell you a lot about what he's doing. Again, I always go to John Graham. I see such an improvement on a daily basis. Jermaine Marshall, you see great improvement. You see Jermaine scoring the ball, but his defense, his rebounding, it's getting better. He's doing things he's never done before, and he needs to continue on that path. And I would tell you, Ross Travis, you know, Ross has been on that freshman roller coaster ride, and I think he's on an upward swing right now. He's starting to play harder with more of a clear head, getting back to playing Penn State basketball, rebounding, and doing the little things.
It was 1 point late in the game, though, where Nick turned, went to the bucket, and tried to make a play in traffic. You want him outside on a play like that, which brings up the question of players knowing who they are and what they are.
Yeah, he knows. He knows his role. He did it in the first half. He shot fake, slide three, and he drilled it. And that's all I was saying. I was like, Nick, just that's your role. That's your job. You know, shoot threes, search threes. We'll find you. And be ready to shoot and let it fly. We have enough guys getting into the paint, driving the basketball. You know, we need another three-point shooter out there.
Right, and that's obviously, and that's what he does. He what hit three last night, Brian?
Yeah, three.
He hit three trays last night. You know, another good night for him. And his range is good. Those are not 21-foot threes. He was hitting 23-foot threes.
Yeah, he's got
night.
Great range. And you know what I like about him? He's got confidence.
Yeah.
Got a little bit of a swagger. And he knows he's got the green light to shoot the three. Mm-hmm. So he's not and nothing's really short. Nothing's really hesitant. It's like, bang, I'm letting this thing go. This is my job. It's my rolling team. And, oh, by the way, he's not your typical, you know, just shooter. Plays pretty solid defense.
Right. The last time Nebraska played here, you were nine. So, what, 1981?
I was 11.
That's okay. You want to really, really feel good about yourself?
Please.
Okay, I did that game.
Now, how long have you been here?
It's my 30th season.
That is awesome. Done anything for Steve? Let's clap it up for Steve. 3-0, the big 3-0.
This is pretty much it, yeah. Thanks. I've seen a lot of great hoops. this will be the second time through with them. McRae, Bo Spencer.
Yeah.
Give us a feel for Doc Sadler's team.
I'll tell you what. I mean, they've lost a couple in a row here, but they were playing really, really good basketball after our game. I mean, our game kind of got them going. It was their first win, and they won a couple games since, but Bo Spencer, I mean, he's a shot maker. He takes, you know, threes, twos, and he takes tough shots. And that's what I mean by maker. He makes tough shots.
He's a great crossover.
Yeah, he's got the on the bounce, catch and shoot, off the staggers. He does it all for them, and he's a really good player. McRae is terrific. Mm-hmm. He's an undersized four who can shoot threes, can post up, do a little bit of everything. Great rebounder. So, I mean, those two really hurt us the first time around, along with Diaz. Diaz, I don't know if he's playing. He's been out the last two games. But he hurt us as well with his length, with his size, and getting them a couple easy ones. And then they have a kid, Dylan Talley, who I know very well from my America East days. And he's been playing pretty good basketball for them, doing some good things. So they're a well-balanced team.
In fact, he was at Binghamton, wasn't he?
Binghamton is correct.
Yeah. Yes, he was at Binghamton. Transferred. He was the America East Freshman of the Year.
Yes, he was. And then he transferred and went to junior college, and now he is at Nebraska, and he's doing some good things. He's changed his body. Doc's a very good coach. I mean, he gets the most out of his players.
In fact, Bo Spencer's an LSU transfer, so he came in there. He was played pretty well. And, again, that was another one of those games. You dug a hole in the first half, and then battle back.
Yeah, I think Tim had 30.
Tim had 30, yes.
And, you know, for the first time, from my knowledge, he had 40 attitude points, which is our statistics that we keep, in 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. So basically, you know, he had a point a minute. He played 40. That's how hard he played. Right. And he scored 30.
Right. Amazing.
I mean, that's a very high-level performance on the road in a crazy environment.
The single most significant rule change this season has been the circle underneath the basket, the semicircle under the basket. So two-thirds of the way through, how well do you think that has worked for the game?
Well, you know, I like it. I don't have a problem with it. It's still a judgment call. I mean, no matter what you say, it's a judgment call. I mean, Jermaine Marshall, you know, his heels are above the circle, and I guess you're supposed to give Draymond Green a step, but He was running him over no matter what. But you know, he's not going to, you know, we're not going to get that call on the road. So, you know, it can still be a little bit inconclusive, but, you know, I think it's helped a little bit because if you're in the circle, it's a flat-out block. It's a block.
Right.
So at least you know if you got a toe in the circle or a heel, you're in the circle.
Right, you're in the circle. And it's made it, quote, easier for the officials.
Yeah, they're helping
to make
the officials.
Call.
Yeah,
right. And the NBA had that, and they've, you know, they were,
yeah.
And the block charge thing is such a 50-50 thing anyway.
Yeah, the hardest thing is underneath the basket, the circle doesn't go down to the baseline.
No,
you can still take a charge,
right,
underneath the basket, behind the backboard, where the circle stops. So what? It's crazy.
Billy Oliver probably has been the best on this team at taking it. What is there an art to doing it, and how you can set somebody up for it is just you get to the spot and you're there.
I'll tell you who I love is the guy Novak from Michigan.
Yeah.
He does a great job of getting outside the arc on all the tape and watching the game the other night on Michigan. He's always outside the arc. I think it's a willingness to give up your body for your teammates. And it's also positioning. It's also instincts. It's also rotation. So, and Billy does a good job of it. Cam Woodyard does a good job of it, although he's been getting blocks. He's still attempting them, which is half the battle. Just being run over and accepting that punishment, which is you need more guys like that because we're not a great shot-blocking team. So at least we need to let them know, hey, you're going to come down the lane on Penn State. You're going to be picking yourself up.